The Road to Emmaus is a beautiful story of how Christ renews faith when people are confused. The two disciples are leaving Jerusalem. They are leaving the craziness behind and want to get away. Christ meets them as they are leaving and opens the scriptures to them, and then shares the Eucharist with them. It's only then that the disciples see Jesus for who he is. We, of course, have times in our life when things get crazy. Either because of busyness or pressures and of life, we get stressed out and just want to get away. That's natural and good. Christ even hid away at times to refocus himself. But we need to remember that when we get away, God is still there, and we need to invite God into our vacation. One of the wonderful things about being a Catholic is that no matter where we go, it's pretty easy to find a Catholic church within driving distance. When we hide away from the world, we need to still respect God. If God is not part of our vacation and our time away, then we're not putting God first. When we forget God on vacation, we show our kids and family and friends and the whole world, really, that God is only important when he's convenient. We need to adjust our life for God. The reason that we need to go to Mass is because we find God there. No matter who the community is, no matter the language that the Mass is prayed in, no matter how rude or friendly the people are, or inspiring or uninspiring the music, no matter how moving or boring the homily, God is still there. We hear his words and remember his sacrifice. And those two things, we certainly receive and hear God. No matter if life is good or crazy, or whether we are busy or on vacation, we need those things in our life. We always need God. We need to come every week and rejoice and be thankful when life is going well. And we need to come and petition God when life is not going so well, but always giving thanks. Mass has, from the very beginning of Christianity, been central to our faith, and it continues so today. What the Church tells us is that we need to come to Mass every Sabbath and every holy day of obligation. That's the bare minimum the Church says we need to do in our life. If we do less, we will become more distant from God and his Church. We can walk away from God by slow attrition, or we can run away quickly. But God will always be here. No matter where we find ourselves in our life, God will always be present here at Mass. We are promised that. If we truly believe that the Scriptures are God's Word and that the Eucharist is our Savior's body and blood, then how can we not want to come here at least every week? If we are faithful and come every week, like the disciples on the way to Emmaus, our faith will be renewed.